Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, let's talk about non-correlated income. A lot of people listening to the show today might think non-correlated income is some kind of a fancy word, a fancy term, but what exactly does that mean?
So non-correlated income is retirement income that has nothing to do with what's going on in the stock market. And of course, correlated income would be retirement income that does relate to the stock market. So correlated income is often what you have when you're using the 4% rule. We've talked about that on this show before. But what that tells you is that you can take about 4% of your nest egg out each year and spend that as income. Well, what correlated means is, let's just say that you've saved $750,000 for retirement. 4% of that is $30,000. But if your nest egg goes down by 30% in the next market downturn, well, your $750,000 is now only worth $500,000. And 4% of $500,000 is only $20,000. So you've just taken a $10,000 pay cut because you had money unprotected, fully invested in the stock market, and the market went down 30%. That's the main difference between non-correlated and correlated income.
Why is non-correlated income so important?
I think the perfect example is a gentleman who just became a client of mine this last week. He's 68. He's been retired for 7 years. He has a really nice big monthly pension and Social Security and his wife's Social Security. And those guaranteed sources of income, first of all, they're non-correlated. And second of all, they cover everything that he spends in retirement. He's been retired for 7 years and he has yet to take a dime out of his 401k. And it's a nice sized 401k. So it's been underinvested for the last 7 years, which is why he showed up at my door. But that he doesn't need that income from his 401k allows us to be slightly more aggressive. When the market goes down, he can afford to be less emotional about the nest egg size going down with the market because he doesn't need money from that. Having non-correlated income allows you to be less emotional about the money you do have in the market.
Okay. What are some examples of non-correlated income?
Well, so, you know, when you're working, of course, your wages, almost every occupation, that your wages would be non-correlated to the stock market. Your Social Security payment, if you're already retired, that doesn't matter whether the market's going up or down, it stays the same, and hopefully a little cost of living increase every year. Emphasis on little, if you look over the last couple of years. The vast majority of pensions out there have nothing to do with what's going on in the stock market. If you own rental property, that's non-correlated income. It may be economically correlated. If we're in a recession, it may be more difficult to rent your property, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the stock market. And then income that you might be getting off of some sort of annuity that you bought to produce retirement income. Those are really the five or six things I can think of that are non-correlated income that you might get in or near retirement.
Okay, I'm going to anticipate the question that a lot of people might have out there listening to the show today. How much of a retiree's income ought to be coming from non-correlated sources?
That's the million-dollar question. So what I do in my practice a lot, first of all, it depends totally on who the person is that's sitting in my office, what their risk tolerance is, their age, a number of other things. But typically the starting point is that in retirement, you just as soon have your needs covered by non-correlated income and your wants covered by correlated income. So if the market goes down and the income that is correlated to the market goes down, since that's covering things that you want or extras, you can put those expenses off a lot of times and not take that money out in a down market. I didn't give you a numerical answer, but that's the method that I would go about discussing with each client how much they would need in non-correlated income and how much they would allow themselves to have in correlated income.
And certainly a lot of talking needs to be done. You need to find out more information from that person before you can determine exactly how that's going to shake out. One more question about non-correlated income. David, if you don't mind, give us an example of a recent case where you helped someone make the most of their non-related income to add some stability and predictability to their retirement plan.
Okay, well, so what we did, I think of a guy who, he'd been a client of mine for a number of years, but he just retired about a year ago. And he had a 401k, and he had a pension, and two social securities, one for himself and one for his wife. The decision was that we would roll that pension out as a lump sum, because we wanted to keep it as a family asset that he could, if he died right away, and his wife did, the asset would remain with the family. It wouldn't go away like otherwise a pension would. And that he could also allow himself to take the money out, what I call lumpy. He could take it out as needed instead of a mandatory amount each month. And eventually, we put most of that pension rollover into a type of investment that he will activate lifetime income, joint, and inflation protected. So it kind of met his balance between correlated and non-correlated income. It also allowed him to keep his 401k invested a little bit more aggressively for growth, for inflation protection, and to fund any long-term care needs that he and his wife might have in later years. So knowing those answers comes from some sort of review that you get from somebody that you trust. In my world, that's called our complete planning review. A lot of people would call that a really good second opinion, which is exactly what it is. We take a look at someone's situation and give them some straight talk on what we see. So I have a lot of people that say, well, Dave, I just don't know if I'm on track or not. I don't know how much non-correlated income versus correlated income I even should have. And frankly, I don't know what to do with my pension rollover, if, of course, you're lucky enough to have one. So if you're sitting there chewing those questions over and you don't have any real advice, you don't have a real plan, or maybe you didn't like the advice you got and you're looking for a second opinion, then I'd like to offer to do that for you today. My firm does these on a very regular basis. We do a significant amount of research into your situation and then we'll tell you exactly what we saw. We call it our complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.